You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of our Easter Friday service. Have an amazing day and God bless.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I just want to read a scripture from John chapter 3, verse 16. You could probably quote this without even looking in your Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. I thank the Lord that he sent his only begotten Son. And we're going to be talking about that today, what Jesus accomplished at Calvary. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we can gather here on Good Friday. Lord, we can celebrate all the things that have been accomplished through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray a blessing on this service today, Lord. We pray that our hearts will be touched by the Holy Spirit. We pray as the word goes forth, as we worship, Lord, that we will sense your divine holy presence in this house. So, Father, we just want to commit everything into your faithful hands today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. At this time, we are going to have the men's quartet, and they are going to be singing "It Is Well With My Soul." We're going to invite them to come at this time.
It is well. resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well with my soul.
Job. We're going to stand and we're going to sing, Are You Washed in the Blood? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I hope we all can say that today, that we are.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Savior's side. God's word at last my sin.
What?
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You shall, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no
seated. We have a treat for you this morning. We have the Grace Christian Fellowship Choir. We'll sing a special choir number for you.
and keep watch with me. Watch and pray. Watch and pray.
Stay with me. Remain here with me. Watch
and pray. Not to give way to temptation. The Spirit is eager.
Watch and pray.
But the flesh is weak.
Stay with me.
My heart is nearly broken with sorrow.
Watch and
remain
pray.
Here with me.
Watch,
stay awake and pray.
Stay with me. Remain here with me. Watch,
Father,
and pray.
If it is possible, let this cup pass me by.
Stay with
Father,
me.
If this cannot pass me by without my drinking it, your will be done.
Be together on Good Friday. What a beautiful song. Now I'm one. Got to do this every time I preach, right? Otherwise, you'd say, what's wrong? Something's wrong. Something's going to happen. Well, I was sorry to miss last Sunday. Heard it was a very powerful service. As Pastor Dave talked about the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. Well, if you've been looking at the Gospels at all during this time, you will have seen, or you would have seen, that a lot happened since Sunday. Starting with the Wednesday, where Judas agrees to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Moving onward, preparation for the Passover meal, the disciples and Jesus on the Thursday. And then that night, the first Passover meal, the communion that went on with Jesus and his disciples that night on Thursday. Then the Lord Jesus goes to the garden, and as we just heard in that beautiful song, Jesus struggles with what's going to come upon him. But in the end, he says, not my will be done, but thine be will. Thy will be done. What did I say? Thine be will. Maybe I'm learning how to speak in tongues. Come on! It's going to happen one day. Thine be well. I got to remember that one. Continuing on, it gets more and more serious. Jesus is betrayed. He's arrested. Goes through the kangaroo court, we know. He's humiliated. He's accused falsely. Goes to Pilate. Goes to Herod. Is flogged. Scourged. This is Thursday night, Friday morning. And eventually we get to the crucifixion, which is what we're going to talk about. So I found an interesting name for today. Now, those Germans out there are probably going to not like my pronunciation. We're going to do my best. Karfreitag. Karfreitag. Okay, I knew it was going to get it wrong. Things are happening to me up here. Because you know what? There was anointed worship. Like, I praise the Lord. Like, the Lord touched our worship leaders, our worship team, and his presence is here with us.
Amen.
So if I start doing weird things, you know why. I already started, so there we go. Okay, well, that day, or that word that I said, I'm not going to say it again, means sorrowful Friday. And you know what? On Good Friday, we're used to being sad. And you know, that's a good thing because we remember what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ, what he went through. It's the one that we love. And we have to come face to face with the judgment that came upon him, where God used actually Satan to work through the people, but it was part of his plan. But at the same time, it's heartbreaking for us as his people because we actually have to come face to face with why did he end up on the cross in the first place? Right? But I want to tell you something. I want to give you a different picture of the way I see these events. We look at Exodus chapter 15 for a second. Verse 3. It's not on the overhead there, but if I can get there eventually. Exodus 15, verse 3. It's a part of the song of Moses and Miriam. And you know what this song is celebrating? The victory of God for the people of Israel. They were delivered from Pharaoh. And you know what they say in this verse? They say, God, Yahweh is a warrior. But you know, the cross and all the events that happened to the Lord Jesus, we as believers know better. But it appears like God has been defeated. Like Jesus has been defeated. But you know what? Through the death, his sacrificial death on the cross, Christ is triumphant.
Amen.
He is victorious. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This was a battle, brothers and sisters. This was war. This was a fight. You know, I grew up watching boxing. Ooh, oh no. Today, they have the MMA. I don't watch that much, the mixed martial arts. It's too dramatic for me. There's too much garbage on there. But you know, man has had combat with one another from the beginning of time. Hand-to-hand combat. It happens. And I used to watch boxing with my dad. And you know, like every good boxing fan, we would root for the underdog. The one that they call the Cinderella story that comes up from behind and knocks out the favorite. Out of nowhere. And usually, like, I don't know if you remember the whole series of Rocky. There's like 200 movies. Yes. Something like that. Six. Plus Creed. Next Generation. Well, I don't know if you remember the whole premise of Rocky, but he used to get beaten to a pulp. Basically, he's just like, you know, he was just like this. But then, all of a sudden, something would happen in his heart. And he would just punch You know, he'd land a punch, and then he'd keep punching. He'd all of a sudden get his rhythm, and all of a sudden, bam, the knockout punch happened. Out of nowhere. Because what was going on here was the Lamb was being delivered. The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. But underneath was the Lion. And he was to come. And there's a knockout punch coming. Amen. Not on Friday, but on Sunday.
Amen. That's right.
Let's look at the story together. We're looking at Luke chapter 23. Gospel of Luke, 23, verse 26 onward. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your children. For a time will come when they will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if people do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two other men, both criminals, were also led with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.' And they divided up his clothes by casting lots." So just let these words just sink into your heart as we read this together. "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they're doing. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, 'He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one.' The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine, vinegar, and said, 'If you're the King of Jews, save yourself.' There was written a notice above him which read, 'This is the King of the Jews.' One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. 'Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us.' But the other criminal rebuked him. 'Don't you fear God,' he said, 'since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' Jesus answered him, 'Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.' It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun stopped shining. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, 'Father, in your hands I commit my spirit.' When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what happened, praised God and said, 'Surely he was a righteous man.' When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts." I won't do that because my mic. But it was a terrible sight. It was a terrible sight. Defeat. It appeared as if defeat had taken place. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things." This is the word of the Lord. This is a reminder of what took place, what our Lord went through. Now, you know, when we consider verse 26, it says, "The soldiers led him away and seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way from the country and put the cross on him to carry it. Brothers and sisters, why did this take place? Because Jesus had been scorned, scourged with a flagellum, which was a whip that had pieces of bone on there, and he was scourged and beaten almost to death. He was so weakened, he was so broken, he couldn't carry it. He couldn't carry the cross. Now, there's no soldier that would do that. No Roman soldier would do that because of the shame that this entailed. Treated, you know, when they used those whips, that was for animals mostly. Criminals, the worst of the worst. And this is what they did to the Lord Jesus Christ, God incarnate. Imagine that flagellum, the whip tearing into your back. And the thing is, brothers and sisters, is this is what you and I deserve. The sin of man. The judgment of God coming upon an innocent man. You heard it as I read. We'll look at it again in a second. Weakened completely. There were two criminals, two men with Jesus who were also being crucified. One on his right, one on his left. And as that took place, this is the cry of Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." Now, if this is not the mercy of God, I don't know what is. Demonstrated before all to see. And these two on the cross beside Jesus had the front row seat to recognize the love of God being demonstrated.
Amen.
Going through such terrible, horrible torture, yet saying, "Forgive them." Which one of us could do that? None. Except through Christ. Amen. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5 says, "But because of the great love for us, His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved."
Amen.
James chapter 2, 13 says, "Mercy triumphs over judgment." Can you see the picture, beloved? Can you see the mercy of God here?
Yes.
Continuing on, verse 35, when we see people stood watching and the rulers even sneered at him. And they said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." Can you hear the echo of the voice of Satan? If you're Messiah, if you're the Son of God, turn those bread, these stones into bread. There was a great darkness that was going on here. And in Luke 22, the last part of 53, Jesus said, "This hour, this is your hour when darkness reigns." So this was just before when he was dealing with getting arrested and getting tried. But darkness was that was the atmosphere of what was going on. There's way more happening in the spirit, amen?
That's right.
The devil is working. The devil is in the midst of all of this.
That's right.
Speaking through these people, sneering at God.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a fight going on, and it looks like God is losing. But he's not. Because the big punch is coming.
That's right.
The big punch is coming.
Amen.
Satan, the accuser, filthy, scornful, sarcastic, accusing the Lord Jesus Christ, using these people as his mouthpiece. And it continues. The soldiers came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. Come on, let's see it. Prove it to us." But you know, I submit before you, when you're going through some difficult times, Instead of humbly coming before God, you say, "Where are you?" shaking your fist. If you're God, do something. I hate to say I've done that. I hate to say that to you. I've done that before. Shameful. But it just reveals sometimes the darkness that's there. Great darkness that was going on at this time. Isaiah 53, verse 3 said, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one whom people hid their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem." So it was prophesied this would be the case. You look at Psalm 22, you get a lot of that language. He was despised, it was going to happen. People hated him. It's all the hatred toward God, being that flame being fanned by the enemy, by the devil. And it was coming all together in a conjunction. Amazing. Verse 39, "One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him." So it's continuing now right beside him, around him, and from right beside him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The devil's voice being heard even louder now. But the other criminal rebuked him and said, "Don't you fear God?" You know, in Matthew, it actually says both of them were hurling insults at him. But now something changed. The other one said, since you're under the same sentence, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserved. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." You know, what I see here is a pattern for salvation. This man, recognizing his own guilt before God, speaks out. And then he calls out to Jesus. "Jesus, remember me." Which one of these guys are we? We've probably been in both spots before. Well, as believers, I think we identify more with the one that calls out to Jesus, right? But I think at the same time, we can recognize in our weak times, in the times where we're suffering, where all we want is for it to end, like this other thief, this other criminal. But the other one calls out to Jesus. And we know in Romans 10:13, whoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved.
That's right?
Right? And he calls out to him. So he is going to be saved. The other one isn't. The other one will remain condemned. But recognizing our own sin, this is something that's so hard to do. But in the midst of this suffering, this thief sees his own sin. Yet at the same time, calls out to Jesus. Because Isaiah 59:1 says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear dull, too dull to hear." Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
This criminal looked like it was over for him. And in the midst of the most desperate situation that he was in, Jesus reaches out to him and says, "You'll be with me." So for us, I see this being the secret knockout punch part of it. To tell us never to give up.
Right.
Never give up for those that we're praying for. Because you never know where they're going to be in life.
Right.
And when they will hear and reach out to Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
Maybe some of you were just about going to die. Your life you were headed towards the grave. And you reached out And Jesus said, come with me. You will be with me. And you reached out. But see this, what Jesus did here, this is the jab to Satan. The knockout hand is over here, but this is the jab. Ha-ha, you thought you had him. Bam! Didn't see that one coming, did you? Because, you know why? Why I'm saying this? Because I read 1 John 3:8. And 1 John 3:8 says this. The one that does what is sinful is of the devil. Because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. And that's what you see going on right here. This is a battle. And Hebrews 2:14 and 15 says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared with their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. There is a fight going on there, and it's not Jesus who's losing, but the devil doesn't even know it. That's the thing. You know, Muhammad Ali, famous fighter, famous boxer, he had this thing where he called the rope-a-dope. You know, and he had the hand here, but back here was where the punch was coming from. So the boxer would be focusing on one hand, and all of a sudden, bam, the other hand came around. It's like you're talking about fighting too much. No, it's important. Our Lord is a warrior. Don't ever forget that. And the thing is why the devil always lose, because he can't understand why love can conquer. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
So what was going on here, beloved, was Jesus was snatching this man from the flames.
Yeah.
Don't ever give up on those that you're praying for that have lost their way. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity, this is the curse that God put on the serpent. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and before your offspring and hers, he will crush your head. Talking about the serpent, and you will strike his head. His heel, sorry. This was Good Friday. The jab came out. Sunday, the knockout punch is coming. But the crushing is yet to come. Romans 16:20 says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The full crushing will happen in the end at the judgment, at the great white judgment. So the result of this is the devil is on the clock. Jesus is victorious. The knockout, the full knockout is coming. I hope you're encouraged. I hope you recognize, yes, this is a time to remember the ugliness of the cross. But I'm encouraging you to look at the victory. Look at the Lord who is a warrior. Look at the Lord do battle and be victorious in the midst of what looks like defeat. And you know, isn't that such a beautiful picture for what we go through in our lives? Because a lot of times it feels like we're being defeated. But you know what? That knockout punch is coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Thank you, Pastor Raff, for that message. I think we've all been blessed through the ministry of God's Word this morning. And we want to end this service by participating in communion. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've committed your life to Him, if you've been born again, then we invite you to participate in communion. We take a moment this morning to allow the Holy Spirit to examine our hearts. We allow the Holy Spirit to use His searchlight. If there's anything that we need to confess to the Lord, to get right with Him, now is the time to do it. As we are in His divine presence, Lord, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and purify us this morning. If we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, that's Your promise to each and every one of us. No matter how deep into the pit we have fallen, Your arm is not shortened that it cannot save. So, Lord, we just ask this morning that You would purify our hearts. Lord, rid us of all lukewarmness. Let the fire of God burn in us. Let the dross be removed, that Your Holy Spirit would have His unhindered way in our lives, fully and completely, in Jesus' name. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. I said it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. I said it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Hallelujah. The fullness of the resurrection power of Almighty God lives in us today. We thank You for the cleansing wave. We pray for healing, physical healing for those that need it this morning. Those that are listening by radio that may be afflicted with some disease this morning, we pray that the healing virtue of the Lord, oh, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ would flow through every sick body this morning. Bring wholesome healing. Every emotional distress, every oppression of the enemy would be lifted in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, Raph's message got me worked up. Hallelujah. I thank God that He is a warrior. He's a warrior God, and He is with us this morning. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Verse 23 of 1 Corinthians, or chapter 11, verse 23. Says, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, that's another story that can be preached. On the night He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, this is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's partake together this morning. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Everyone that rises up against you, he will put down. I said, everyone who rises up against you, he shall put down, says the Lord God Almighty. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Lord, we give you praise this morning for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We give you praise this morning that you allowed your blood to be shed at Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand this morning and let's take a moment before we leave this place to worship him and to magnify his holy name. Glory to God. Can you give him a clap offering this morning? Give the Lord Jesus praise in this house. Give God praise in this house today. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining in. We'd like you to join us next Sunday at 10:30 at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.